Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, Tosh Plumlee, the whistleblower on Benghazi, he got threatened by the DOJ. He's going to be popping in with us tomorrow. That article by Julie Wilson's up on Infowars.com. I'm going to take your calls for the next 20 minutes, then we're going to have best-selling author on to deal with the impeachable offenses of Barack Hussein Obama. Aaron Klein will be joining us. He wrote the book, Impeachable Offenses, The Case for Removing Barack Obama from Office, which is very important. He'll be joining us in 20 minutes. We sell the WorldNet Daily book at InfoWarsStore.com. Just thought I would throw that out there for you. If you just joined us, I'm going to recap the top stories, get the news I haven't covered briefly in the next segment before calls, but let's go back to your calls right now. Jordan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, bear with me. There's so much news. First off, I wanted to say on your last call about the Social Security, they're talking about shutting that down in 18 months, running out of money.
Look, it's designed to go bankrupt and then always demand more taxes that then go bankrupt. It's a takeover.
Yes, I know. And another.
So that's the problem, is there's no amount of money to fix it because the globalists are shutting down all our industries so that we don't have prosperity to pay for everything. It's designed to fail. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's all right. And another thing I wanted to say is a bunch of, like, I think it's supposed to be about 3,000 truck drivers supposed to go to Washington, D.C. on the 11th through the 13th and protest. And my grandpa's one of them, and I urge all the truck drivers to go do that. That's going to be a big event. And one question I wanted to ask you real quick. You know who Mark Kessler is, don't you? The police chief who's been speaking out about the UN and John Kerry and all of them?
It rings a bell. Where's he, police chief?
I think it's Philadelphia. He started the Constitutional Security Force, and he's a real strong for the Second Amendment. I was just going to say, I think you and him would get along real well. I think you should have him on your show sometime.
Oh, wait a minute. I remember that guy. It's in a town outside there, and he is an Alex Jones listener. I think I've asked for the folks to get him on before, but let me search his name, and I'll just get it going again. What was his name?
Mark Kessler.
M-A-R-K-K-S-S-L-E-R.
Okay. And the last thing I wanted to say is they've been talking a lot about EMPs lately, and I just want to let everyone know if that happens and our electric grid goes down, a lot of people ain't going to make it through that, you know? And there's a document that was leaked. I mean, it was a document in 2001. It's a NASA war document. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's actually on the NASA website, and that tells all about what they're planning to do and what needs to take place, you know, kind of like that agenda.
Sure. Yeah, no, I thought his name rung a bell. Mark Kessler's been on the show before. Yeah, he's been on the show before. And I think they're going after him politically now because Mark Kessler has termination notice after firing weapons on video. That was from back in September. So I'll look into that. I appreciate your call, sir. Yeah, police chief gets termination notice after anti-liberal rants, firing weapons on video. So because he shot guns on video and said he supported the Second Amendment, that's not allowed. So there you go. That's CNN reporting that. Let's talk to Chet in New York. Chet, welcome.
Hello, Alex. How are you, sir?
I'm fine.
Oh, that was a good opening monologue. I loved it. Yeah, I was just calling to talk about this. The shutdown is actually for a takeover because as we see the Nazi goon squads goose-stepping all over the nation, taking over parks, holding people hostage. I'm with you, you know. I think the Lord personally is just opening everyone's eyes, but half of them are shut. They don't see the massive takeover occurring right under our noses, and it's just everywhere. I mean, they're just one after another, after another, after another. It's on and on and on. So what I did, just to try to quell them for a moment, I arrested myself, my wife, and my dog with a Pop-Tart gun, but my dog ate the gun, so I guess I can't do that. But yeah, I say noncompliance, civil disobedience, God bless the World War II vets, the truckers, and yourself, Mr. Jones, and all the truth seekers.
God bless you, brother. All right, we'll be right back with more calls from Sheila, Jamie, and Nathan. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us into the second hour. About to go right back to your phone calls. Then the author of Impeachable Offenses, Aaron Klein, is going to be joining us coming out in the next segment to break down just the laundry list of impeachable offenses and why it's so important to impeach Obama. Because if they're able to set the precedent to get away with this, future administrations will be able to do it. I know that's common sense, but we need to really let that burn into our brains. Here's some of the headlines up on InfoWars.com. World War II vets to storm barricades surrounding Iwo Jima Monument. They're now shutting down areas of Arlington Cemetery, telling vets they can't visit dead loved ones or families, visit their deceased loved ones. This is the total degeneracy and evil of the federal criminals. Let's continue. Who seize control of the whole nation, the pension funds, the Social Security, all to wreck it, to make us collectivized. Feds hold seniors at gunpoint during national park shutdown, and then they actually kidnapped them and wouldn't let them leave their hotel. This is incredible. That was at Yellowstone. Also, we have an article, sixth graders assignment, destroy the Bill of Rights in Arkansas under federal funding. Just like you thought 2 + 2 = 5 was bad. Well, ladies and gentlemen, now it's racist if you don't get rid of the Bill of Rights. Also, police arrest veterans at New York City Memorial. Not allowed to do that, veterans. You have to be arrested. The cops proudly loaded dozens in paddy wagons. Obamacare shutdown theater. President holds entire nation ransom with contrived closings. 12 very ominous warnings about the U.S. debt default and what it would mean for the global economy. I need to get to that article by Michael Schneider because it ties into the IMF coming out about 20 minutes ago and warning Washington over debt impasse. That is in the Associated Press and Time magazines also reporting it. So, very serious situation. The Chi-Coms are lecturing us that we've got to raise the debt and socialize to pay them back their $1.3 trillion in debt, which, again, isn't even real debt. We've been maneuvered into this position. We have plenty of industry left and systems to pay off the $16, $17 trillion. It's the $47 trillion we've paid to foreign banks and being signed on to the $1.5 quadrille. 600 plus trillion of that the U.S. has signed on to, according to the Washington Post, that's not our debt. It's the derivatives garbage, which the bankers aren't using. It's a black hole of debt to destroy us that they sign us on to. So I want to explain that to you. This is the plan. And now they're maneuvering us to give us unlimited power, give us government-run health care, give us debt increases, because after all, increasing the debt does not increase debt. I'll say that again. Increasing the debt does not increase the debt. And say that again. Increasing the debt does not increase the debt, Obama said. So there you have it. Let's go ahead and go back to the phone calls. Then we'll get to our guest and news as it breaks. Sheila in Texas. Sheila, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good morning, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
In all the chaos that's happening around the world, it's very easy to be completely overwhelmed and feel helpless. But I would like for people to listen to these words and get focused. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Now, Psalm 9 is possibly one of the most coveted things we can have in the midst of chaos. So it is available to us, and what you've got to get focused on is doing the things that you tell every day on your programs, Alex, is one, to get your family prepared and taken care of by doing the steps that you outlined, the products that you offer. Get your family taken care of in light of what's ahead of us. Now, I would also add that there are devices that emit a frequency to help counter all these hazardous man-made frequencies. And I tried to give you one, Alex, but I was on your program, the Nightly News, back in June.
Oh, I remember, Sheila. I appreciate your call. Yeah, you know, I don't know if it's been scientifically proven, all those devices and things that people claim counter all the radiation. People stick patented stuff. Maybe you can patent anything on the back of a cell phone and say that it stops the frequency from hurting you. It's still sending out a microwave frequency. People say, well, it changes the fluctuation of it. Really? I actually talked to electrical engineers, and they say, no, it doesn't. It's the exact same signal. I've even off-record tested that stuff. I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about what you're up to. I don't know. I haven't looked at that. I just, people would love to think that, you know, that there's some answer. The answer is, don't have a smart meter on your house. The answer is, vote the smart meters out of your town like you've been helping do. God bless you. Appreciate your call. Nathan in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, Nathan.
Yeah, I'm hoping I can be somewhat articulate here. But just wanted to say off the bat that don't agree with 100% with everything you say, but I do appreciate that you have a lot of good content, and just wanted to give a quick shout-out.
Well, sir, I could always say things differently. When I hear a rebroadcast sometimes, I think, man, I wish I would have said it that way, or I'm being sarcastic there. People may not understand that. So I'm my biggest critic, so you don't need to preface it with you don't agree with me on everything. People always kind of call in, and they want to be screened because they're used to talk radio. They want me to screen their call. And they want to say, hey, I don't totally agree with the host, but I want to, you know, give my point on this. Brother, you're live on the air, so go ahead.
Okay, well, I didn't want to focus on that too much, but I want to give a quick shout-out to the Derek Knight interview with Everett Stern last week on the Nightly News. I thought that was fantastic. But, Yeah, I do agree with one thing, and that is how crazy this stuff that's going on and with the government shutdown. And to me, it seems a lot more like a shutdown of the people than the government, because...
Well, yeah, I mean, the government's showing you that they're the boss and they can do whatever they want. It looks like they're being bullies and that it's a PR disaster. They don't care. They intend to continue and never stop the rollout of the police state. And so they're slapping us around right now. I appreciate your call, sir. Jamie in West Virginia, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
I wanted to share something with you. I know everything's all screwed up all the time, but I just was watching that government shutdown thing about a day or two after it happened, and along the bottom on the ticker tape, I didn't see what the name of the bank was, but it said that the government employees could have their mortgage payments and their car payments deferred. And I just think my husband's a coal miner. He's been laid off 9 times in 18 months. We have moved 5 times. We've had 5 kids, and we've sold everything we've had, and we don't have any way to prepare for the future because we really have nothing left. And I just don't understand why those people can get their payments deferred and keep their credit up and live their life when somebody else's life doesn't matter.
Because they're part of the federal family for now, and the globalists need their minions in place for the final destruction of America. This is a military takeover. This has all economically been wargamed by computers. That's why they're shutting down the power plants to make the coal miners go bankrupt, to make everybody go bankrupt except the insiders. Did you know in Austin, the county, the feds, and the city, and even the central government district, Tarrytown, where all the commies live and all the criminals live, on record, I mean, they all openly run the city. There's election fraud. There's no real elections here. They all get lower power prices and are guaranteed not to get their power cut off during the Romanian Ceausescu system they're bringing in here. I mean, we are the UN model. And so they're just going to squeeze everyone. That's the nature of this. They've got the taxes and everything set to bankrupt you. You're not allowed as a citizen to go to the national parks, but the illegal aliens are. In the news today, allowed to do whatever they want if they're an illegal alien. Okay, because they're God. They're allowed to have their illegal alien rallies at the parks, but veterans can't go see Arlington Cemetery. You understand, you can't visit your daddy if he's in Arlington Cemetery, but if you're an illegal alien, you could probably urinate all over the graves and probably be given a silver star for it. This is run by psych warfare people. They're here to break our will. Let us get angry, but they're just going to do more and more. They're here to break our will. And the question is, you know, will they get away with it? I mean, we're dealing with psychological warfare. Okay? That's what all these lockdowns are about. If somebody sees a neighbor with a gun going to the shooting range, they lock down whole areas of the city. Well, they locked down Yellowstone and kept people in their hotels for days saying you're not allowed to come out. And if you tried, they pulled guns on you. And people are like, that's outrageous. That's criminal. The foreigners all fled and said they'll never come here again. But they're like, no, we're here to let you know, scum, that this next they're going to be taking us to FEMA camps. So they have to get us ready for it. And they're incrementally doing it. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do. And I don't understand why do we have to wait for them to do it to us? Why can't people act right now?
Well, ma'am, folks are acting now. They're buying more armaments than anybody's ever bought in history. And they're buying the ammo, and they're ready. And the globalists are wanting to start a civil war. And they'll just sit back while the country implodes and people starve to death en masse, and then they'll roll in with UN forces later. But, yeah, all these control freaks and all these cannon fodder, they want to see a real government shutdown once the civil war starts, which I hope doesn't happen. It's going to be bad. And, I mean, some estimates are if there's a civil war and power goes off and stuff for even a couple months, you're talking 100 million dead. Can you imagine these spoiled, rotten people out here or folks pushed to the edge who have nothing under the system when everything turns off? Can you imagine?
No. It constantly leaves a feeling of doom over my head.
Well, this is how they broke them. This is how they broke Poland and Ukraine and China. Our government ran the mouth operation for 20 years and killed 84 million people, the Chinese estimate. Our government administered the killing of 84 million Chinese. And then when Mao died, they wrote editorials in the New York Times praising the great job they did, David Rockefeller. I mean, I'm not trying to scare people. You just have to know they want a Mao takeover in America. Okay? They want a coal, a large portion of the population and then re-engineer America forever. They want to break the country. This is how a war against America looks. It's siege. Okay? The White House is a foreign entity. The government's captured. This is not a joke. We'll be right back. Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a four-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Patriots believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We believe that protecting the home front is our responsibility. At PatriotCrimeDefense.com, we bring you the smartest, most affordable investment for your home to protect you and your family from thugs and criminals. Don't let them forcibly take what you've worked so hard for. Visit PatriotCrimeDefense.com or call 888-960-2946. Invest in your family and your home at PatriotCrimeDefense.com, your home's first line of defense.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Criminal foundations run and owned by mainly European offshore above-the-law banks are on record putting Mao Zedong in power at 49. Didn't mean our whole government was behind Mao Zedong, but criminal elements of it were. Just like our government helped put the Ayatollahs in 79. Just like our government's now funding Al-Qaeda in Syria and Libya and Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood, to kill Christians, you name it. They want to destabilize things, and they're working against free societies everywhere. Just like they're using Odinga, Obama's cousin, to bring in Al-Qaeda and destabilize Kenya. This is a mafia. And I've just woken up to the fact that they're even worse than I thought. That's why they're saying illegal aliens can have amnesty deals at national parks across the country today. But veterans can't go to many areas of Arlington Cemetery like the Iwo Jima War Memorial. And they want to shut the country down, Cloward and Piven. They want to take control of our lives. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. I want to get Aaron Klein, because he's a smart guy, New York Times bestselling author, journalist, reporting for WorldNet Daily. He also hosts Aaron Klein Investigative Radio on New York's WABC, one of the most listened to stations in the country, KleinOnline.com or WND.com. He joins us. We're selling his book. It's absolutely key to really understand just how criminal Obama is. Impeachable offenses, we're going to get into that, and why it's so important to impeach Obama, because then the precedent's set for all this crime if he doesn't get impeached. I mean, he makes Nixon literally look like a saint. I mean, it's that bad, that criminal. We're going to get into that with him in the next segment coming up, but I first wanted to ask him, where do you think we are as a country, Aaron? Because everything the government's doing is bad PR, but they don't care. Is it that they're trying to break our will and just set the precedent for even more? Getting on TV saying your kids belong to the state, MSNBC in promos, Obama saying the Chinese own our debt, do what they say, the IMF threatening default if we don't do what they say. I mean, we're really seeing America run like some third world country with offshore interests telling us what to do. What is the method to Obama's madness, Aaron Klein? Where do you think things are geopolitically right now?
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. I'll tell you, we seem to be transitioning to the way that President Obama first talked to his first goal, which is the transformation, the fundamental transformation of America. But back in 2008, not a single reporter bothered to ask the guy, well, hey, Obama, what do you mean by fundamentally transforming America? What do you want to transform it into? And very clearly, we are edging along in this process of becoming basically a socialist-style entity, a socialist-style state, first on the one hand, and by that I mean major federal control. DHS out of control, President Obama out of control, sidestepping Congress, launching wars. But then also at the same time, it looks like we're seeing the internationalization of the United States, at least when it comes to our foreign policy. So I see both things happening at the same time, an emerging federal state that pretty much controls every aspect of an individual's life from birth virtually through death, plus the disintegration, not just in the United States, but around the world, of the concept of sovereignty, of borders, of statehood, of nationhood, things like responsibility to protect. This is becoming the new norm for international warfare.
You just summed up what it takes me hours to say in 2 minutes. Continue. Continue.
It really is unbelievable that we're at this situation right now. But what's more unbelievable is that nobody seems to be talking about it, that there is no news media. The news media has been on board this from the beginning. Look at the thing called the Journalistas, which was that email listserv that literally sought to minimize President Obama's scandalous radical ties. But here's the thing. This is not about Obama. Obama is simply a figurehead in all of this. And by all of this, what I mean is specifically is the so-called progressive agenda. The word progressive, I hate it, because they get to label their own institutes, their own ideology, so they call it progressive, or they call it, let's say, the peace process in the Middle East when it's anything but. It is not progressive, it's regressive, but Obama is part of a decades-old strategy. In fact, even, I would say, a century-old strategy or more of socialist infiltration of major institutions of power, and by infiltration I mean just that, hiding, disguising the agenda, greeting card, Hallmark greeting card agenda, disguising the true goal, which very clearly is a state run pretty much by the federal government. But here's Obama, as I said, is just the figurehead. Their plans, I wrote a book before this, not to plug another book, but Fool Me Twice, I was on your show to talk about it, which was Obama's plans for the next 4 years. How did I know that? Because the plans are published. The progressives boast about this stuff.
That's right, and the progressives are really, they're really hyper-authoritarians. Let's stay there. And that's what I finally learned in the last 10 years. I was naive before that. These so-called liberals, even mid-level, they know they're like military officers. They know they're socialists. They plan mass arrest. They plan forced labor camps. They're on a power trip.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, Aaron Klein, syndicated talk show host out of WABC New York, mega station in the country, investigative journalist. I hear my show rebroadcast on local stations at night sometimes. When I'm in the car, I hear it, and it sounds crazy. And then I sit there in the car with my children and my wife driving somewhere, and I realize this is really happening. I mean, I wish I was exaggerating. I wish that I hadn't read all their manuals and training books and admissions like Aaron Klein has done. That's when I read his book last year when he was on. It was so powerful because it was just quoting them. That's how we knew what Obama would do 6 years ago with Obama deception. That's how we knew what he would do a year ago, because these are authoritarians. These are bad guys, and they know they're bad guys. I can't tell you how many times I've had a professor or a fake environmentalist or one of these people at a counter rally or an event I'm at, walk over when there's no camera around and grab him by the arm and say, when we take over, buddy, you're dead. And I go, I thought you were like a liberal. And you're like, you know who we are. I mean, it's crazy. And I've had guests here that I'm not going to say their names who are, quote, liberal. And I've gone out to dinner with them, and they start drinking repeatedly. And they start saying, look, when we take over, we're going to kill everybody. Remember Larry Grathwald, the FBI informant, the Special Forces guy who was in the weather room with the Ayers folks? And they said, we're going to bankrupt America. We're going to bring in socialism, make everybody collective. And then we're going to put 50 million people in camps and kill at least 25 million of them. Now, look, I get up here and I say all this. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not even saying they'll be able to do this, but they have us under collectivism already. They have 50 million people on food stamps, 101 million on food assistance. This is their plan under Cloward and Piven. That's just a regurgitation of older plans of enslavement. And Aaron, in his new book that everyone needs to read, you need to get this to all of the progressives, the authoritarians, you know, who aren't in the cult. You've got outer party members of liberalism who really mean well and really buy into the bull. They're going to get free health care, and Obama loves the children and wants the gay people to live in peace and blah, blah, blah. That's all window dressing. The inner party members, in their own writings, are the most control freak, vicious authoritarians. What the New York Times senior writer, former head of the Washington Post, say yesterday, that Obama is the biggest control freak, biggest authoritarian they've ever seen. They're arresting reporters. They're persecuting the Tea Party. They're going after everybody. They're telling Catholic priests and preachers and rabbis, any religious leader, you're not allowed to minister even as a volunteer during the shutdown. They're not letting service animals come and help people that are hurt at veterans' memorials. They're saying no visitors, can't help the veterans. They're not letting veterans get into Arlington Cemetery now. That's the new announcement up on InfoWars.com. And Aaron, here's what I'm asking, because you're a really smart guy. I mean, you just crystallized everything in 2 minutes earlier. I respect you. What are they, power mad, or is there a method to this madness? Why are they so arrogant now? Are they trying to cause a revolt or something?
Yeah, I believe there are several things going on here at the same time. First, I don't think that Obama in his head actually thinks that he's doing this, and by this I mean transforming America basically into a socialist-style entity. I don't think that he believes he's doing this for, like, evil purposes or to harm Americans. I actually think that he and so many in the progressive establishment truly believe that their agenda, truly believe that their ideas for America, for a larger federal government, for basically an expansive, almost authoritarian federal government, they believe that this is for the betterment of society. They believe that if we give up our individualism, if we give up our the founding ideas of the United States of America and give it up to an all-encompassing government, that this is for the betterment. But actually, you mentioned that there are some within the progressive movement, and many really across the political spectrum, by the way, who are furious at this. I can confirm that. I personally heard from some key progressive leaders who read the book, read Impeachable Offenses, and they agree with about half of what is in the book. They agree with the chapters on surveillance, on the emerging surveillance regime, on the NSA, on the basically illegal war in Libya that first toppled Gaddafi's regime.
Sure, but Aaron, that's the useful idiots that mean well, yeah. like Governor Brown, who really thinks turning it into Mexico and legalizing the illegals is a nice thing to do. And, you know, he banned NDAA in the state and signed the bill because he's probably not an evil guy. He, like Jimmy Carter, he really believes this. But listen, I've read their documents. Look at the article out of the New Republic calling for Obama to basically take over Congress like Yeltsin did the Duma in 1991. I mean, certainly, are you saying you haven't run into the progressives that are really hardcore communists and talk about how they just want to take over?
Oh, no, I certainly have run into a lot of them. Some of them agree with some of what's in the book, but certainly their agenda is just that. It's to take over. If you would have told me years ago, but actually you were talking about this for a long time, but I was a kid, I was like in high school in the 1990s, and if somebody would have come to me and said that the United States government, for example, is arming Al-Qaeda, our most deadly, dangerous adversary, I would call you crazy. I would say you're a conspiracy theorist. I would say that that's absolutely That's absolute lunacy. Who could believe such a thing? Well, in the book, I document just that. And I use the word document in a very direct and deliberate way, because there's a lot of documentation and footnotes of the United States. In fact, I'm talking here about the real Benghazi scandal. It's not about edited talking points. It's not about lies over a Mohammed video, which within itself should be a scandal. It's about what was going on inside that Benghazi facility, which was transferring arms to the jihadist-led rebels, first in Libya, then trying to collect the weapons, and now sending weapons to the jihadist-led rebels that include al-Qaeda in Syria. So there's no question. We are pretty much at this point, during Benghazi it was secretive. Now we're openly arming al-Qaeda-led rebels throughout the Middle East and North Africa. And the question we have to ask, and maybe this can answer your larger question of what is the ultimate agenda, the question we have to ask is why? Why in the world are we arming, are we putting al-Qaeda on steroids? Why in the world are we giving al-Qaeda weapons that are now proliferating all over the place?
Because they plan to turn the whole Middle East and North Africa over to them. Look at his brother Odinga, as Roland Daily has broken, on record, bringing in all the al-Qaeda people out of, just north there, out of Somalia, and actually trying to turn all of Africa over to them. Maybe there's something to the fact that that Obama really is actually not even using these people, but actually might be with them.
He might be with them. You can look at his larger, let's say, Islamic background, growing up in Indonesia, although, you know, it's hard to hold against him where he was brought against his will as a kid. But you could also look, of course, at his church of 20-something years, which was not ordinary Christianity. It was Black Liberation Theology, with allied basically with Islamist ideology, with the Nation of Islam. But I see a lot of financial interest here. For example, in Syria, there's a key pipeline where we're arming al-Qaeda in the very swaths of territory now that a lot of the fighting against Bashar Assad's regime is going on. There's a key pipeline that, on the one hand, Qatar and Kuwait and Saudi Arabia and the so-called moderate Arab regimes, the Sunni axis, is trying to build. But Bashar Assad rejected it, and at about the same time he rejected it, that's when the insurgency started in Syria. And then there's another pipeline that Russia and China and Iran are trying to build. It's called the Islamic pipeline, and that's really going. That's what's in fact going to happen if Bashar Assad stays in power. So there are major gas interests, major oil interests there. Or Libya, same thing, a major natural gas reserve. When Muammar Gaddafi refused to do business with this kind of pipeline, that's when the revolution started in Libya. So I think that there are a lot of financial interests here that really need to be probed that a lot of people don't talk about when it comes to the real Benghazi scandal, which is arming our jihadist enemies.
What do you think from researching it, and it's in your book, the strategy is, though, how do they think they would get away going back 3 years ago, beginning to accelerate the arming of the most radical Sunni Muslims out of Qatar and Saudi Arabia and other areas? How do they think they'd get away with this politically? Because they tried to deny it for a while. Now, in the last year or so, the Council on Foreign Relations came out and said, quote, "We need al-Qaeda." That's a quote, and admitted they're the only ones that will actually fight, and so that's the group they've got to use. It's like, well, Assad's bad, and Libya's leader's bad, so we're going to use al-Qaeda, which on record is 50 times worse, and these other countries weren't attacking anybody, and we're trying to actually work with the West, so that actually sends the message that if you try to like work with the West, we're just going to use al-Qaeda on you. But then how do they argue that with Egypt? Clearly, Mubarak 3.5-4 years ago wasn't going along with the plan for Libya, so they threw him out, put the Muslim Brotherhood in, who started blowing up churches every day, shooting Egyptian military every day, and then our media calls them protesters and demonstrators. How can the West turn against their own strongman, Mubarak, who's not an angel, but compared to al-Qaeda, a great guy? What is the strategy there? I mean, that was a guy for 31 years working with the West. And you could go there, and compared to what it is now, Egypt was a lot better off.
Yeah, there's no question. I think that one of the reasons they get away with it politically is because I find it hard to believe that Republicans weren't briefed, that key Republican lawmakers from the Congress, from the Senate, were not first briefed, those on the intelligence committees, about the arming of al-Qaeda first in Libya. This goes back to first deposing Muammar Gaddafi's regime, when we were delivering large quantities, or at least coordinating with the Arab countries, large quantities of weapons to rebel groups whose leaders admitted, they boasted, that not only are they part of al-Qaeda, but that they also previously were fighting American troops in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah, they bragged. They said, we've killed Americans before. And then they say, once we go to Syria, next we're going to get America in Israel. And then they sing songs to Osama bin Laden. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, and I think some Republicans knew about it, so that's first. And then second, how he gets away with it is a question that also needs to be asked about how he gets away with sidestepping Congress repeatedly, whether it's when Congress fails to pass the DREAM Act, and then instead, basically with executive order, which bypasses the right of Congress, the constitutional right guaranteed only to Congress to regulate immigration in the country. He changes the immigration law with just the swipe of a pen. That's it. How does he get away with that? How does he get away with Obamacare, which I know people will say, well, that went to the Supreme Court. They certified it constitutional. Well, I see a lot of changes. I've been reporting on it. It's in impeachable offenses to Obamacare, to the way it's being implemented changes.
Sure. That's how they do everything. They write it as a blank check.
Yeah, indeed. Unconstitutional. So how does he get away with that? How does he get away? When people hear the word impeachment, they usually think of high crimes and misdemeanors. Well, first of all, high crime is not an ordinary crime. It's a crime committed by an individual in a position of high power. It's a crime against the office. But it's not only, impeachment is not only high crimes and misdemeanors. It's also bribery and treason. Well, I would put bribery up there with President Obama's first term green stimulus. I don't understand how he got away with that.
Solyndra, but I mean, let's go further. Writing his letter to Congress after the Joint Chiefs told the House and Senate committees last year that he got his authority from NATO and didn't need to come to them, he should have instantly, the impeachment should have begun, open and shut, remove him. Because it's bad to be a dictator or authoritarian, but it's really bad to say, I get my power from NATO. I mean, that is just open and shut case right there. He's impeached.
And then we also had Chuck Hagel, who said pretty much that. He said, we're going to come to Congress and inform you. He was referring to launching a military conflict, basically launching a war. So
they said, we'll inform you if we choose to.
Indeed. And this is responsibility to protect, R2P, which I have. I've reviewed our responsibility to protect extensively. I've reviewed those who founded it. I have many footnotes in impeachable offenses of the book just on this. I mean, this...
That's if nuclear missiles are launched, the Congress has already given the president the right to, with the football, to launch a counterstrike.
Yeah, it was founded by a group. One of three funders is George Soros. Soros is all over responsibility to protect, as is Samantha Power, who is President Obama's, right now she's at the United Nations. Previously she was the...
Sure. I mean, I wasn't going after that lobbying thing to give the president the power to do whatever he wants. I was saying what they are talking about with the war powers is obviously if the U.S. is struck, there's a default that the commander-in-chief can respond, but he doesn't have the power to go start new wars or fund rebels wherever he wants without Congress.
He apparently thinks that he does, because he did just that in Libya in Libya, and then specifically in the consulate, the non-consulate. We never had a consulate in Benghazi. I don't know why people still call it that. It was a special mission that even the Libyan government didn't know about. And then he pretty much launched a proxy war in Syria by supporting one group against the other, a proxy war against Russia, a proxy war against Iran. But that's the theme here. The theme is that we tell you, we inform you, we'll go around Congress if need be, and we see this throughout all walks of life when it comes to Obama administration legislation, including the Department of Homeland Security, including the militarization, by the way, of the Department of Homeland Security, including, let's say, Viper drills I have in the book that have been taking place for about 2-3 years now. News media doesn't really talk about it, taking place with military personnel, which is against U.S. law.
And by the way, they were having those last week in D.C., and that's what the woman ran into that panicked. And we've actually confirmed that, but no other media has covered it. I tell you, Aaron, People need to get the book. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com or bookstores everywhere. Impeachable Offenses. This needs to be a number one New York Times bestseller, because in closing, I want to see if you agree with me on this. If Obama gets away with this and then fades off, they've set the precedent that basically does turn America into an authoritarian state. We've got to impeach Obama. We can't just let him become a lame duck and sign a bunch of pardons.
Yeah, that's just it. This is not about Democrat. It's not about Republican. This is not about who has more seats in Congress or in the Senate. This is about just that. If he gets away with it, then somebody else, then the precedent is there. Then the red line has been crossed. Then somebody else who comes next, or in 5 years, 20 years, whatever it is, can do just this and much more. And he already got away with it. It seems that almost nothing is going to happen. That's why it's very important to send a message with this book and with the impeachment campaign.
I agree, and we're going to have you back up soon to talk about that campaign. Where can they learn more?
At KleinOnline.com. Also, you can get Impeachable Offenses at Amazon.com, of course.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to continue to push for impeachment, and everybody needs to, especially on auditing the Tea Party, and now they've been caught that they did order that. I mean, that's impeachable right there. That's political persecution. Incredible. All right, there goes Aaron Klein, folks. We're going to come back and go back to your phone calls and get into the other news that's breaking. There's so much of it, but it makes my head spin with how much stuff these globalists have gotten away with. When we come back, we'll give you the latest headlines at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There's some breaking news, so stay with us.
Pills, pills, pills. If you've tried to fix your ED with pills or supplements, listen up. My name's Matt Cook with GetEDSolutions.com, and I've developed a system that often fixes ED from home naturally, without medical intervention. How does it work? My system addresses the root cause of most ED, which is desensitization. Desensitization is not your fault, but it's the number one reason men get embarrassed around women. The more they try, the more things don't work. And the solution is to fix desensitization through simple activities you do from home.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer from ED, you must visit GetEDSolutions.com for a special report and video that shows you how to fix ED from home fast without pills or supplements. Visit GetEDSolutions.com for my special report and video on fixing ED at home. GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Ladies
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been telling you about it for the last 2 hours. It's up on Infowars.com, video feeds of it. Hundreds of thousands of people, including illegals, are on the Washington Mall that had been blocked off with fences. They've opened it up for the illegals, saying it's their First Amendment. But when veterans show up, everything's your First Amendment. I mean, your right to go on public property, open parks. It's freedom. But they're saying this is allowed, but veterans aren't allowed to go to the World War II Memorial, that, by the way, is privately paid for and run. Or they can't go to Arlington Cemetery and the memorials that I've been to that are open air, that are right off the side of the street. If you jog down the sidewalk that's federal, they give you tickets or arrest you. But if you're illegals, you get to. Because, again, the illegals are pawns, folks. The globalists have imploded their countries. They're just like the general public that thought they were going to get free health care under Obamacare and now finding out all these Democrats are going, I'm paying double or I got to pay. Sebelius went on The Daily Show and explained, well, you could get out of doing it this year, getting it if it doesn't work, by paying $5,000 fine. And then they say, but I thought you're not going to take a fine. Well, we are. Well, you're not going to take it out of the bank account? We're going to garnish your wages. Obama's like, we didn't hire these thousands. Now it's like 18,000. I was looking. I was correct. It's not. It was like 5,000, 7,000, 14,000. It's like 17, 18,000 IRS agents just to suck money out of your account. But then they're in the news going, we're not going to take money out of your account. But we are. I'm not going to sign the NDAA, but I did. It's so sick. Let's show TV viewers that shot from the mall. With hundreds of thousands. If you're a radio listener, you can just go to Infowars.com. We have some photos of it. But giant, giant events there. So if you're an illegal alien, I told you, folks, you are God. For now, you're part of the federal family. But if you're visiting from Mexico or Germany or France or Italy or Japan, as they are to national parks, they wait till you get into the national park, pay your money, and then tell you you're not allowed to get off your bus, but you can't leave, or you got to stay in your hotel for 2 days, literally, as a prisoner. I mean, I cannot believe the magnitude, I keep using that word, of the flagrantness of this. The flagrantness of the World War II vets, it's turned out, are being detained, are being ticketed. What they do is they put them in handcuffs in their wheelchairs, and then they go and then give them a ticket. And you know the judges are going to throw the book at those vets. But right next door, the illegal aliens, they can do whatever they want. Because, again, this is about bringing America down, ladies and gentlemen, and getting as many people as you can in. Look at that guy with the Mexico flag right there. Liberation theology, all this stuff to literally tear this country apart with divide and conquer. That's why they're always injecting race, 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 race. You don't like big government, you're a racist. You don't want Obamacare, you're a racist. You don't turn your guns in, you're a racist. Because it's race ideology on all of the, quote, protected groups they run. And then, meanwhile, everybody gets screwed in the final equation. We're going to go to break, come back with calls. And we've got a guest joining us coming up a little bit later in the transmission. We're going to have White Girl Bleed a Lot at 1:20. The author of that, on to talk about the undeclared race war going on that the media has helped stir up but doesn't want people to know about. So we're going to be talking to him briefly here. We just got more of it in from the laboratory, the cleanest, purest nation iodine out there, glycerin-based. Unbelievable from all the doctors and people we've interviewed for the thyroid and just for overall health, ladies and gentlemen. What it's doing for me is unprecedented. I've only been on it a month and a half. I'm going to take some right now on air. I already took some this morning. And use as directed. Consult a physician before you use it. There's not the toxic iodine stuff they sell for cuts and stuff. That is poisonous, ladies and gentlemen. This is the real atomic iodine. With all the Fukushima stuff going on, it's insane not to protect your thyroid. That's what my family do, my number one choice. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. It's back in and now available.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.